Live life at your pace. Click the banner or go to visitwilliamsburg.com to discover how. Because here in Williamsburg, life moves at one pace, yours. Scramble through our world-class golf courses or shop your way through the square. Be one with nature as you hike or bike through our parks and trails or hunker down at one of our breweries. And when it's time to eat, be sure to bite into our eclectic food scene. It's all waiting for you in Williamsburg. Book your trip today and live life at your pace.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hello and welcome to the Tracy Sandler Show. I am your host, Tracy Sandler, and I've got a bite-sized, as I like to call it, snackable episode for you today as the San Francisco 49ers beat the Arizona Cardinals 38-13 on Sunday for their 10th straight win, leading them right into the playoffs while they will take on the Seattle Seahawks on Saturday at 1:30 p.m. Pacific time at Levi's Stadium. So I just wanted to go over a few updates for you guys. Later in the week, I have an awesome guest coming on to preview the game. But you guys had a couple questions for me on Twitter. I had some injury updates, et cetera, for you. So I figured let's go ahead and do it. So I'll start with our injury updates from Kyle Shanahan on Monday, and they are as follows. Demetrius Flanagan Fowles, linebacker for the 49ers, suffered a neck injury in Sunday's game. He is day-to-day. The 49ers are hopeful that they'll get offensive lineman and linebacker Dre Greenlaw back at practice this week. Defensive lineman Kevin Givens, who has missed several games, is good to go for this week. And cornerback Ambry Thomas irritated an ankle injury that he has been dealing with the last several weeks. He was out with it on Sunday, and they are going to have to see how he progresses. Basketball is back, and BetOnline remains your number one source for all your sports betting needs this season. You'll always find the latest odds, team matchup info, player news, and game trends at BetOnline. And as your continued source for all sports wagering information, BetOnline features live betting, free contests, and giveaways all season long. Always the fastest and easiest way to bet all your favorite sports and events, whether that's NFL, NBA, NHL, MMA, tennis, boxing, or even golf. Head to betonline.ag to join and receive your 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. Make sure to use promo code BELIEVE, B-L-E-A-V, to receive your rewards. BetOnline, where the game starts. A couple other little updates for you. Kyle Shanahan confirmed that the Broncos have indeed put in a request to interview defensive coordinator D'Amico Ryans for their head coaching position. And the Titans have put an interview request to interview Adam Peters and Rand Carthon for their GM position. There are also reports that the Texans have requested permission to interview D'Amico Ryans as well. So we will see how this all plays out over the next several weeks, how far the 49ers go in the playoffs, et cetera, et cetera. So you guys had a couple questions for me on Twitter, most of them revolving around the 49ers defense, any concerns going into the playoffs, that type of thing. I did get a question about Brock Purdy and his availability or his ability to play in difficult conditions. It is supposed to rain on Saturday. Don't think that will be a big issue. As we know, Brock Purdy went to Iowa State, and Iowa State, not that warm. Also, they get a lot of snow and elements, so I don't really think that will be an issue. It's also pretty early in the week, and keep in mind that last week it said that it was going to rain on Sunday. It did not rain during the game at all on Sunday. It stopped early Sunday morning, no rain during the game, started again Sunday in the evening. So we'll keep an eye on the weather throughout the week. I am not a weather person, but I will be keeping an eye on the weather just like the rest of you and all the weather apps, etc. But it's still pretty early in the week to worry too much about the rain because we'll have to see how the week plays out. But certainly something to keep in mind. We've seen the 49ers struggle in some rain games throughout the season, but perhaps that Chicago Bears game, that monsoon game, gave them the training they needed. Who's to say? Time will tell. I don't think that'll be a big problem for San Francisco. So the other questions, as I said, really revolved around any concerns going into the playoffs and the 49ers defense, who the last couple weeks, I would say on Sunday's game, last Sunday's game against the Raiders, certainly did not perform at the level that we've been used to seeing from the 49ers defense. They looked surprised by Jarrett Stidham and what he was able to do at quarterback for Las Vegas. Nick Bosa admitting after the game that maybe they did underestimate him and they wouldn't do it again. This past Sunday, they had that long touchdown to start the game, but then they really held the Cardinals. I mean, they only scored 13 points. The 49ers just absolutely dominated them. And I think I understand why there are questions in the secondary. We've seen D'Amador Lenore struggle maybe a little bit over the last several weeks, but I had Matt Barros on the podcast last week and he talked about, he spoke to Lenore in the locker room and he is adamant that that Davante Adams catch was not a catch, but you know, it was called a catch. So it kind of is what it is. I've said many times on this podcast, as you guys well know, that I do believe the Emmanuel Mosley injury in week 5 will be their biggest issue in the playoffs. We saw in the NFC Championship game last year how much the 49ers struggled against Cooper Kupp and against the Rams and how the situation at corner was such a big problem. Now, they have Charvarius Ward at CB1, who's obviously been fantastic for the 49ers, certainly one of the top corners in the league. And D'Amador Lenore, I think, will be just fine. He will probably be the person that they attack, but I think he will be just fine. Janoris Jenkins was active on Sunday, brought it from the practice squad, probably because Avery Thomas was not and they needed that depth. But I think they're pretty happy with Lenore, at least at this point, and what he's been able to do. And I would say even after that first touchdown to A.J. Green on Sunday to start the game, Lenore settled in. He played well. And, you know, there are just some things they're going to need to clean up a little bit there in the secondary. But I don't think it'll be a tremendous issue going into the playoffs. And I think the luxury the 49ers have is this defense is incredible and there is so much talent. It's a matter of execution and they'll be able to deal with some of the things that maybe aren't as strong as others. So in terms of that being a concern going into the playoffs, I don't really think it is one. Of course, there was the question about mobile quarterbacks, which has been an issue for this defense for some time, but we'll see how these next couple weeks go. Geno Smith coming to town on Saturday. So, you know, won't be as much of an issue as the issues they've had in the past with Russell Wilson, per se, or Kyler Murray, et cetera, et cetera. But, you know, I think the first truly mobile quarterback that they would probably see, if I'm remembering everybody correctly in my head, would potentially be Jalen Hurts in an NFC Championship game against the Eagles. But we have miles to go before we need to worry about that. Right now, they need to beat the Seattle Seahawks, a team that they will now be playing for the third time. The 49ers swept their division for the first time since 1997, which is kind of amazing, actually. So now, of course, they have a division opponent to start the playoffs, and not just any division opponent, of course, the Seahawks. 49ers-Seahawks games have been historically weird and difficult, and we can all go back to the NFC West Championship in Seattle several years ago, but this is a different 49ers team, and this is a different Seahawks team. As I said, I have a great guest coming on later in the week that we'll go into an in-depth preview on the game, but just a few thoughts. Do I think it's hard to beat a team 3 times in a season? Yes. Do I think the 49ers are the best team in the NFC? Absolutely. And I think the only team that really comes close are the Philadelphia Eagles. I really, just as I look at all of these teams and I look at matchups and looking at all of it, I do think the 49ers truly are the best team in the NFC. And even though the NFC will go through Philadelphia, technically, because they have home field advantage all the way throughout, I do believe it really goes through the 49ers just in terms of a talent and execution perspective and the way that they have been playing. The 49ers have the number two seed, so they'll have a home game Saturday. Should they beat the Seahawks, and I'll get back to that in a minute, they would have another home game. And then should the Eagles make it to the NFC Championship game and the 49ers make it, it would be in Philadelphia. But if Philadelphia loses before they get to the 49ers, the 49ers win, then they would have home field advantage for an NFC Championship game. But again, we got miles to go on that. So back to the Seahawks. I think the 49ers are by far the better team, but certainly it's the Seahawks, and Seahawks always have weird games, and Seahawks 49ers always have even weirder games. So the 49ers absolutely dominated them in week two of the season, and then they won the division in Seattle at Lumen Field on December 15th. And Kyle Shanahan said something interesting Sunday. He said he thinks the 49ers are a better team today than they were December 15th, just the more they played together. He said he just thinks Christian McCaffrey really has come into his own. I mean, can you imagine? Because he was pretty amazing before, but he's just so adjusted to their style. They have Elijah Mitchell back. Elijah Mitchell, who came back on Sunday, had five carries for 55 yards and two rushing touchdowns. They got Deebo Samuel back on Sunday, which is huge. He didn't do a ton, but I would imagine they were being very careful with Deebo going to the playoffs. Got him in there. He could knock off a little bit of rust, but huge to have him back. Absolutely huge, especially when he went down, considering that it looked so serious. And Deebo Samuel told me last week that he thought he was done. That's why he was so emotional. But obviously it was not as bad as they thought. And now he'll be back. He was back on Sunday. He'll be back for the playoffs. So Kyle Shanahan just really felt the more time together, et cetera, the better they've become. They've gotten healthy at the right time. They got out of that Sunday game with the one injury to Flanagan Fowles, but he's day to day. And it was a lot of pressure because Shanahan said it was stressful because they knew they had to win to keep that number two seed, especially by the time their game started, the Vikings had won. So they had to win to keep the two seed, and they definitely wanted to keep it. Eagles were playing at the same time, so there was an outside chance at the one seed. It was not to be, but they needed to keep that two seed. So to be able to play well and dominate and come out relatively healthy was pretty huge for San Francisco. So that's kind of where we are. To give you an idea of what the 49ers week will look like with a Saturday game, they'll get back to practice on Tuesday. Kyle Shanahan said Monday was pretty much a day off, no team meeting. And then Tuesday will be like a Wednesday. Wednesday will be like a Thursday. Thursday will be like a Friday. I will tell you guys, for me, it's a difference of one day. And for some reason, it confuses me the entire week. But I will be there. I will be at practice every day. I will be in the locker room. I'll be at press conferences. So definitely make sure you're following me on Instagram at Tracy Sandler, on Twitter at 49ers Fangirl. But that's what the week will look like for San Francisco. And then the last thing I do want to touch upon, of course, is quarterback Brock Purdy, who has shown us that he can pretty much get through anything. And here's something that I thought was really interesting to hear him say and hear the players say, his teammates say. And it's something that we've talked about on the pod. It's something I've definitely talked about the last 2 weeks. And it's that Brock Purdy is the quarterback of a team with an incredible defense. Brock Purdy has tremendous playmakers around him. Of course, we talked about Deebo Samuel and Elijah Mitchell, Christian McCaffrey, Brandon Ayuk, George Kittle, Trent Williams on the offensive line, et cetera, et cetera. Brock said it yesterday. He doesn't have to do all of this on his own. He does not have the weight of the world on his shoulders. His teammates said it. He needs to do his job, and that's what he's been doing. We've seen the confidence. We've seen the poise. We've seen the ability to get out of the stressful situations. He took a 17-yard sack on Sunday, and he knew he shouldn't have done that. Kyle Shanahan said that he told him that in his ear as soon as it happened. And it was kind of a rare thing to see because we haven't really seen Brock Purdy do that. He's been really good about throwing the ball away, getting out of trouble. But I think it's good for him, just as I've said last week. I think the Vegas game was good for him because it was a little bit of adversity. And even Sunday had a little bit of adversity. But that's the kind of stuff you want to go through going into the playoffs. And then Brock Purdy said after the game, and he's felt this way since he got there. He's felt it from this team. This team has been talking about it since training camp. There is an urgency towards winning the Super Bowl. That's the goal. That's what they want to do. And Brock Purdy said he felt it. And now he said this is the ball that really matters. And it's true. He called it the tournament. And he's right. It's like March Madness. We can call it January, February Madness. I actually did in my game story on Sunday. Because it's win or go home. And this is where everything changes. And Nick Bosa had said how it's a new energy. And Nick Bosa, who got his 18.5 sack on Sunday, his goal originally had been to tie Aldon Smith's franchise record of 19.5. But he and Shanahan had talked earlier in the week, and 18.5 led the league, so he will end the regular season leading the league in sacks. I just have no doubt that this man will be the defensive player of the year. But that was important to him, and he said he was okay coming out of the game because they have bigger goals and bigger things they need to do. And that's the thing. This team is super focused on winning a Super Bowl, and everybody knows it. George Kittle talked about after the game. He said, now you focus even more. All the extracurriculars get put away, all the distractions. They have to win four games to win the Super Bowl, and that's what everybody wants to do. Nick Bosa said it's not much of a change for him because he's just a bit of a hermit. That's what he said. That was his word, not mine. But I think that is true of everyone on this team. There is one goal. There is a team goal for everybody in that locker room. They think the sting for the guys who are still left over from the 2019 Super Bowl, or which there are quite a few, including, of course, the head coach, there's a sting of losing that Super Bowl. For the guys who were, and it's quite a few of them, who lost the NFC Championship game last year in LA, there's a sting because they probably were the better team. And had they won that game, they very well may have won the Super Bowl, which I guess is true of any team that's going to the Super Bowl. But my point being is that this team is focused and it's somewhat Super Bowl or bust, and they know what they have to do, and there's a new energy around it, as Nick Bosa said. So it all will start Saturday at 4:30 Eastern, 1:30 Pacific, when the Seattle Seahawks come to Levi's Stadium. First time in a very long time the 49ers have hosted Seattle for a playoff game. So that'll be nice for them to have that home field advantage. So that's what I have to say today. As I said, make sure you tune in later this week. My guest and I will be previewing, I'm teasing the guests, I'm going to make you guys wait to see what it is. We'll be previewing Saturday's game. It should be a fun one. Nothing like a division rival in the wild card round. And with that, the 49ers take their 10-game win streak into the playoffs. Like I said, they have four more to win to be Super Bowl champions. We are brought to you by Bet Online, and I will talk to everybody on Friday. Bye, all.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.